Well, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. First thing we'll do, pledge of allegiance, and we have Gypsy who will lead us in that. Excuse her after that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, continuing down, I would ask that we have in front of us a revised agenda, which then added underneath delegations report, Mrs. Valerie Kern to talk with us. And I'd also like to add an item C or a third item to say possibly the hydroelectric, Rod Jensen and I went flatline.
Jim Webb.
Thank you. Jim Webb.
Is Jim the one that's going to?
To come and present to us about, they kind of want to do it every year, but talk to us about the Swift Creek hydroelectric and how that's working out with our relationship and the joints that we have. Can I call for a motion to adopt a revised agenda?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion.
It's JC. Sorry, Mayor. Can you tell me who's in the room with you guys or as far as on the council?
Yes, it's Abby and Will and I here tonight. Tom is excused.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Underneath consent agenda, I would ask that we have a motion to adopt A, B, C, and D with all things listed on the agenda, or if you wanted to pull one out individually, you can, but at this time, I ask for a motion to adopt all at one time. Second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Department reports, we'll turn the time over to Larry Lancaster.
We've had a busy month. This month, we have completed all of our mandated tests from the EPA, and this was our year for a large number of tests. But we've completed all those. We've got some of the results back. Our lead and copper tests, we haven't got those back. We also took an MPA test last week that the EPA mandated through our negotiations with them, and we haven't got the results of that back yet, but I'm anxious to see those results. We've hired a tree removal firm to remove a tree up to our 97,000 gallon tank that's leaning. As you hike up to the spring, right when you get to the end of the tank, there's a tree that's leaning way out. Big tree that if it falls, it'll land right on our tank. So we're hired a firm to go up and remove that tree. We're hoping to do that in conjunction with the town.
Violet, this is Barbara. Can you hear me? I lost sound. I can't hear anybody on your end.
Can you hear me, Barb?
Oh, now I can.
Okay. Larry, you've got to speak up.
I couldn't really hear anything Larry said. I'm not sure if he was talking into the microphone or not.
He's not. You just called him out to speak into the mic. So.
If I get any closer, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
So, Barb, I've just said that we've completed our mandated test from the EPA. We've hired a firm to remove a tree up to our upper tank up Swift Creek. We did complete last week an MPA test from the EPA that we're anxious for the results to get that back. We've also completed this month our annual sewer cleaning, and we did that without two. We had a couple blow ups, but it was in homes that had their toilets removed, and so. Renovation stuff. So it went well. But any questions for me?
Abby, Barbara, any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Afton Police Department Chief Romberg, please.
Good evening. Since our last meeting, the Afton Police Department's responded to 221 calls for service. That's bringing our total from since January 1st to 1,850. As we all know, Latoja occurred this weekend. I have not received any calls of concerns from any citizens from the event. However, it is only Tuesday, so if I do receive any calls, I will be in contact with Mr. Brent Chambers, who organizes that. And like we have done in the past, I pass on the concerns, and then before Latoja occurs, we really make sure everything's is addressed. If you folks are not aware, two officers from the Afton PD are going to be gone part of the week next week. We do have an upcoming trial, State of Wyoming versus Ty Putnam. That'll take up some time, but we'll still have the town covered. Sergeant Cooper and I will be covering while those two officers are busy with the trial. Other than that, is there any questions I can answer?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Director of Public Works, Josh Peebler.
Hey guys, Director of Public Works, Josh Peebler. I'm just going to give you a little bit of an update first off here on our streets project. Most of our streets project was completed, and we really liked the result. Got some pretty good feedback on it. As part of trying to wrap that project up, after they laid the asphalt down on the roads, temperatures outside were in the low 90s. The crews came back in and tried to do some shoulder work on some of the streets. As an event of that shoulder work, some of the new road that they put in was damaged. So we decided to have them kind of stop on that project. We met together and made a decision to try and have them come back when temperatures were cooled off and that asphalt was set up a lot better so that we could place the shouldering on.
And they did repair the damages
that
they caused.
They did come in and were able to repair the damages right away, so the asphalt was still hot and they got a good mix and got it mended in and got those areas fixed. They're scheduled to come back in on Thursday and complete that shoulder work. Instead of using a grader to dump the road base on the edge of the road and then grade it off the edge of the road, they're going to come in with a sling truck, which basically has a belt on it that will place the gravel in place as they go down the road. So that'll cause less damage to our road. Our fall cleanup is coming up. Everything needs to be out by the road by September 23rd at 7 a.m. And then the town crews will proceed from there to pick the stuff up throughout the town. Some kind of funner projects that we have going in our spare time. We've been working up to Canyon View Park, and I don't know how many people have really paid attention up there to our ball fields, but there's a couple of spots out there that have settled up to 3 feet. And so we've been hauling material on our spare time from the back of the park back in the back and trying to fill them holes up. So we kind of have them kind of shut down here for a little bit. We've hauled about 30 loads now, and we're about half done, 30 dump truck loads. We will be needing to purchase a little bit of topsoil to finish them up, but we're hopeful to get that completed this fall so we can get it seeded, and that seed will be under the snow, and by next spring we'll have a lot better spot up there.
Thank you.
Another one that we're doing, for those of you that have made the turn on from Hospital Lane onto Adams. That's been a problem spot on our streets for a long time. That fills up with potholes every year. That's one of the spots that we did fix on our list this year. But as a result of any rainstorm or when the hospital sprinkler system comes on, that intersection is where all the water collects. So just to the west side of the Adams Street and Hospital Lane intersection, there's a spot that's just as soggy as can be. So we've kind of talked together. I visited with Violet and some other people, and I think our best plan is to put a dry well in there. That's going to be installed by us, by the town crew. We have a trackhoe rented for tomorrow morning, and this will just be part of the streets project that we're already doing. We will be digging that up and trying to put a dry well in there so that as the water runs down, it will be able to drain down into a well there instead of making that road a mess, and hopefully that'll fix that problem. So, other than that, we just have our kind of regular things going. The soccer program's working good. And sounds like they're going to do a flag football season down there on our fields, and we're able to keep the bathrooms and things open until October 30th, until that's done, by just kind of isolating them and being able to turn our sprinkler systems off. But other than that, everything seems to be going really good. Do you guys have any questions of me?
We don't. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Violet, are you going to talk about the new hire?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
Thank you.
That is an agenda item. Golf course, Bryce Burton.
Evening, Mayor and Council. Bryce Burton, golf course. Since we met last, we've had four tournaments. Well, let's say four and a half. The JV was today, and they got rained out.
Yeah.
They got the majority of it in, though, I think. So we still have the state golf tournament end of the month. Well, end of next week. I'm really happy with the condition of the course right now. We do have some bunkers that we still need to continue to edge. Some of them we've already done once this year, and they've grown back. So other than that, I still need to spray moss, and then I'm going to start the fungicide applications for the end of the year. First one will go out middle of the month. And then the end of next week, we have the state sampler for the cross-country, and then the cross-country meets end of October. So other than that, we're hoping to get everything started to put to bed.
And you know, and I don't know if the council knows, that's been distributed for these two activities that the high school is doing. You're going to have 150 participants in the state or in the golf, and you're going to have over 500 participants in the cross country. So
it better not be over 500. That is not what my numbers say. That's not what we've ordered stuff for.
Did you do
that flyer?
400 something.
Yeah. But by the time you get everything else there, you're
500 people, not participants.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they're participants.
Stressing me out there.
Yeah, those numbers, they're fuzzy.
Yeah,
so.
They're fuzzy. But
like
we
fuzzy
joke
numbers.
About traffic in town here for the last couple of days. You wait till we get every parent here from every school from all cross country teams. I'm not going to enter this street out here for a day. I'm just going to go somewhere else.
I'm buying me a food truck. Just for us. Anyway, that's all I have. Any
Let's
questions?
Go and halfsies on that, right?
Hang on. The only business class I took in college, the first thing out of their mouth, do not partner up. So.
Any questions for Bryce? Bryce, sorry. Any questions? No. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're early for the delegation, so we'll skip down. Town administrator's report, and we'll go until 5:30, and then we'll come back up to that.
Okay. Barbara, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and start off with the comparisons for the yearly amounts of usage and revenues for the golf course. So since we're early into this fiscal year, I pulled the reports from the 17-18 fiscal year and then and season, and then the 18-19 fiscal year and season, and I had to call four up today to try and find a report that would get us remotely close to what we wanted as far as player count. And Bryce and I were talking, and we're still not sure how viable or accurate this number is. So just keep that bearing in mind as we talk about this. But just to give the council an idea of where we were at, in the 17-18 fiscal year and season, it says we had 4,005 players. That's not obviously individually or that's not. That's just how many people went out there and golfed, whether it was the same person two times a day or once a day or whatever. According to 4UP, anyways, that's how that number's supposed to read. So in the 17-18 fiscal year, we acquired $139,909 in revenue out at the golf course, just in those player counts and anything else that we sold out there. In the 18-19 fiscal year, we had 3,666 players, and we acquired $136,709,000 in revenue for that fiscal year. However, looking into this current fiscal year, things are up a little bit. We have just since, so in the 2018-19 fiscal year, just from July to August, our revenues for that time period was $49,188. just in this fiscal year from July 1 through August, through the end of August, we made $57,506. So we're up about close to $9,000. And that also doesn't take into account the $2,000 we're waiting from Simplot for them utilizing our course for their tournament. So any other questions on that? Or does anybody want any further detail? Or obviously next month we can have this a little bit more electronic and itemized. I just want to make sure that we have a good reportable number. I don't like that Forup thinks this number could not be truthful as far as how many people are actually utilizing the course, but.
Okay. Any questions?
All right. Networking. So there's the networking proposal from Pine Grove in front of you. This is obviously an updated proposal in response to our RFP that went out into the newspaper. This is the only response that we received to our RFP that went out in the newspaper, which was put out after we had that meeting as the council talked about what we really need here, bringing in an independent consultant to tell us what we really needed for what we wanted for the town to update our networking. And so based on that is what we did bring in somebody privately, which we talked about at the last council meeting. And then from that person's report, we did draft the RFP. So that's where that came from. So everything on the Pine Cone Consulting's proposal does mirror what we asked for in the RFP. Does anybody have any questions in this? I'll just tell you right off the bat, I'm not networking savvy. I don't speak this language as far as size of routers and things like that. I only put in the RFP what I was told is something that we would need for the amount of storage space that we would want. They have put in here the idea of possibility of going off-site for storage capabilities, which I think wouldn't be terrible. And then also we have the updating to the IP phone system, along with the rerunning and updating our current Cat5e wiring to Cat6, so that way we could utilize fiber. Is there any other questions or concerns?
I don't. What other ones do we have? Can you remind me?
They didn't bid.
No.
So previously what we did is we received a Silver Star proposal and then we received a Pine Cove, well, we received a Pine Cove proposal.
Okay.
Then we wanted to find somebody more local. So Silver Star came in and they gave us a proposal as well. When we looked at the two proposals next to each other, they were a little different in what they were saying that they were going to offer. So based on the council's request, I brought in somebody private to kind of look at our system, what we currently have, and say, this is what we want to update to, tell us what we need. So that company gave me kind of an evaluation, and from that evaluation is what I wrote the RFP up for. So then we went back out to RFP, and those proposals were due last Friday, and that's where this one came from. This is our only response for the proposal. So I just need guidance on what we want to do with this. Since there's only one and we don't have anything to compare it to, I don't know if we want to move forward with it or if we want to go ahead, if we want to wait, or if we, I don't know. You tell me.
I'll speak last. Go ahead, Abby.
I'd like to ask Barb if she has any feedback on this.
I do have an opinion. And here is my concern in general, regardless of who's quoting what. I feel like, Violet, when I hear you talk, I hear you talk about networking, right? And you just explained storage and some other things that you felt like we were going out to quote for. But there is a pretty substantial Wi-Fi RECA system in here that I just feel is maybe overkill for what I understand that you want covered. I'm also seeing in here some phone handsets.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just want to make sure that what the town wants is what is being quoted. And so if that was your intention to do storage, wiring, Wi-Fi, and a phone system, then I think you have the makings of all of that in here. But I didn't hear that from you. That's not what I heard you say you were asking them to quote.
As far as...
She was, when we originally talked, we did talk about wiring, phone, storage, and Wi-Fi. Because we want to, if we're going to, let me rephrase, if we want to upgrade, we want to get it all in one whack. We don't want to drag it out. And that's how Pine Cove was brought in, the original, was brought in. Because I knew they were capable of handling the load, the distribution, and everything we needed to do. Just because of what I do with them in a different capacity. But then we all agreed that we wanted to local, which I don't disagree with. The hard part is when we put an RFP out, we go out to bid, we follow law. We follow law that we have an open window, we have an RFP that they fulfill. They have to meet the specifications, and all the specifications, start to finish, like we do with roads or anything else. So now what we're trying to say is we had quotes, we brought in a consultant, we wrote the thing, we took it out to bid, and yet we're still all stepping away from it, if that's really what we want to do tonight. But I would have...
Well, I just want to be clear, this is not about Silver Star at all. If the salesperson missed the boat on quoting, then that it is what it is. I just am wanting to make sure that we understand exactly what the request was, and I was trying to find the actual RFP
so
I could see that.
I forwarded you a copy of the one I sent to Liz,
which
is what was sent to the paper and put in the paper.
So maybe, can we come back to this? Give me a chance to look at that.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. Well, and Barb, you would have more expertise in this area than I would, because I have no idea what we would need. I was just going off of the private consultant that came in and said, this is what you want.
Yeah, and we all agreed that was what we should do, get an independent third person. I just, it just seemed like from your explanation to what was being quoted, there were some differences. So I just, if you give me a few minutes, I'll look at the RFP and just make sure that they're in line with what you actually requested.
Okay, that would be great.
All right, so we'll do...
Is that fair?
Yeah, no, that's great. We'll transition to council approval of new hire. Go ahead and walk us through that one, Brian.
So as you guys were all aware, Brian Nichols had resigned from us last month. We were sad to see him go, but we did go through the interview process. We had quite a few great applicants, and at the end of the day, we found one that I think is a really good fit for the town and for our crew, and that is Jason Lewis. So and that was a recommendation of the interview panel. So unless anybody has any other concerns, I would just like to welcome Jason Lewis to the town.
Will, anything? Abby? Nope. Barbara, anything on that one?
No, nothing on mine. Congratulations.
Yep, I agree.
To Jason, thanks.
Mayor's report to the council, I don't have one. We'll come back. Barbara, you say when, not a big deal. We'll jump back and forth. Mayor's report to the council, I don't have anything. Town attorney report.
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, I actually have just a question. Do we, I didn't notice it on the agenda, do we conclude the developer agreement for the television?
No, Marlo is still reviewing that.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've called him probably 5 times about it. He's a super busy guy, but he insists he wants to review it before, and I said that's fine, but we're not signing off on the final plat until we have that executed. So
okay, I invited him to provide comment, and it's been, the silence is deafening, so I just wondered. I worked really hard on that. So
I know,
did you,
so did
you.
I, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
So underneath new business, we have 5 minutes until, and I still don't see any delegations in here, so underneath new business, lease agreement, child development center. Before we do a motion to approve or deny a renewal of a lease agreement, this one kind of has a backstory. I'll let Violet say what's happened with the town over the years and how this building functions and why we make one whole dollar off this lease, so go ahead.
So this lease agreement is with the Child Development Center. They're in that building right there where Shopko's located. They've been there for quite a long time. We just renew the lease with them every year. The lease just states which, do they have a copy of the lease in their packet?
Yeah, we do.
So you have a copy of the lease in your packet, which states that basically they get to use the building. Although it does state in our lease that they need to ask us and seek our approval for any renovations, which they didn't do when they painted it blue, but but I wasn't aware we owned that building until after that happened. But they also provide the insurance on that building, and that, and I require them to send me a copy of that certificate when we send them this lease. So that's really the only history I know of that building.
Okay.
I don't know the date we started leasing it or how long we've had it.
Lisa, I'm going to tell you, I've been here for...
My little kids went there.
I've been here for 8 and it's before...
Okay.
Long time ago.
So that was a whole write a grant, get a grant, build a building, give it to somebody else, but we are the housing authority of some sort. So there comes a time when, not today, but Bill and Violet, when do we step away from that? When do we surpass ownership?
I know that they're trying to find a different location because they need a bigger building.
Okay.
So I don't know that now would be the time for us to step away from that building.
Okay.
Because I don't think they want to keep that building, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. And then we also, next council meeting, we'll have the review of the extended lease for the medical center in the physical therapy building.
Same concept,
yeah.
Different vendor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Except for they actually pay us.
The loan off, yeah.
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 Did you have something to say, Dale?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Can I speak
that?
To this just
yeah.
for a minute?
Yeah.
This is fine. I don't have any issue with the renewed lease. I just wanted to share a story. In Cheyenne, we had a similar arrangement with the Boys and Girls Club. I was on the other side of it. I was on the Boys and Girls Club board, so then I was their de facto lawyer, of course. There was an old carpet warehouse that the town or the city of Cheyenne owned, and they leased it to the Boys and Girls Club for a dollar. And you know, we were working on getting a new location. We got 12 acres. We eventually built, you know, a really nice facility. If you're ever in Cheyenne and you want to see that campus, it's amazing. It's incredible. It's all done now, paid for, everything, which is kind of another story. But while we were still in the old facility, which everybody kind of turned a blind eye to the, you know, the wiring and the doors and everything, and we just, you know, just told the fire marshal we were never too busy for an inspection and stuff. The executive director got really sick, and so, you know, she went to her doctor, went to the hospital, and they said, oh, you've got, serious reaction to some kind of mold in your lungs. And so then so she had it tested for mold, which, you know, and it came back with black mold in there. And so that kind of accelerated the move. But in the meantime, the Boys and Girls Club said to the city, hey, we rent from you, and there's black mold in this building. And the city's like, what are you complaining? I mean, we rented this thing to you for, you know, how many years at a dollar? You got to be kidding. And so it was a little, you know, it was a little awkward there for several months until we finally got into the new facility. The last thing the city wanted to do was pay for mold abatement and stuff, although they did pay for, you know, for some stuff. But it kind of got to be a real pain on both sides for a while. So one thing I was looking at was the termination clause. I mean, if they came to us and said it's uninhabitable, you got to fix it, on and on and on, how long would it take? If we had to be the bad guy and say, you know what, we're terminating, how long do we have? It looks like we have 6 months, which is reasonable, I think. And then I guess the other question is, do we have any, I've not been in the building, I know where it is, I drive by it all the time. Do we have any concerns about, you know, code compliance and habitability and that kind of thing?
I haven't been in the building for a couple of years. It was one of my older daughters went there, but it was fine when we went. I don't imagine with them painting the outside and
yeah.
keeping, Larry, have you been?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does our insurance policy facility, do they know we're leasing this out to a daycare center? They do, they're aware.
It's kind of just one of our assets.
Same thing with this one and the physical therapy building.
They're aware of it, okay. I'm good with it.
All right, well, I'll call for a motion to approve, but in the back of our minds, not that I want to terminate, but we may think about selling, maybe we think about getting out of the rental business here, especially for a whole dollar. Because you just don't get to walk away from liabilities. I've never seen somebody walk away from a liability. So for this year, I would ask for a motion to approve or deny the lease agreement. So you choose if you want to make a motion to approve or deny. Call for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. Can we have one of our delegations here, and then we'll jump back to you if we can?
Okay, you bet.
Be here for delegations. Please come on up. Valerie, is that correct? Please state your name and then,
Okay, my name is Valerie Kern, and I've never done this before, so bear with me. But what I've come to talk about or bring to you guys' attention is the tour buses that are parking on Main Street. I don't know if anybody's really paid much attention. I hadn't until this year. But they are too big to fit between the white line and the curb. So their tires are either on the white line or over it, which means as you're driving through, you have to swerve to miss them, which makes the other person swerve to miss them, which is causing an effect. And if this happens and you've got two big trucks, let's say you have a dump truck and a truck pulling a hay trailer, you're going to have a problem. And that always bothered me. And then this Saturday during the bike tour, that's why I didn't call the cops when I seen it, we actually had a bus that was parked over the crosswalk. I have a picture of it so I can have proof of it. And so I'm questioning how come if we have bus tour parking in the back alley, we don't have an ordinance, maybe we do and it's not enforced, to have them parked back there. I did a double check before I ever brought this up, but there is a sign on 4th and Main coming in from the west that shows bus tour parking in the back and then one at Maverick to show where to go. There's the same way coming in from the south on 5th and Washington, and then the sign there to show them where to go, and then right on the fence it distinctly says bus tour parking. So is there something that can be done before there's an accident, before somebody can't use a crosswalk and gets hit, or, you know, whatever. I mean, and the parking in the red, if I parked in the red or in that crosswalk, I'll guarantee I'll get my butt nailed. And so is there something that can be done? This is what I'm bringing up so that it can be discussed. It's not like you have to make a new place for them to park. It's there. It just has to be enforced to get them to park there instead of parking there because they're parking two or three deep.
So I would refer a question back to Violet and our chief. Do we have an ordinance that doesn't allow buses to park on Main Street?
No.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right, Valerie, at this time, can I collect all the facts? And then we will discuss and then talk, and then we'll come back with Violet, and Violet will get a hold of you.
Yes, which would be great, because I know, and I'm thinking this time of year is about right, because the bus tours are about done.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it gives you guys time to think about it. I mean, I showed Violet when I come to talk to her the picture I have on my phone of them parking right
covering
across the crosswalk. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't even see the one arch whatsoever.
I will say that we will follow up with you, but thank you for the concern, and we will continue discussion.
Okay.
But no,
yeah,
thank you.
Because one other thing, so just so we're aware here.
Okay.
When I did bring it up to Officer Bird, I come in and talked to him, and he said that he has talked to them before about parking in the red or whatever, but it always seems to be a new bus driver. So he gives them so they're getting warnings. To me, if you give a tour bus company warnings, it's like warning your child at 5 years old, if he doesn't clean your room, you're going to throw all the toys away. You're not going to do it. They know it. And so it's ignored. So,
Chief, do you have a rebuttal to that?
If I may approach.
Yes.
Please, because I just know I was told that they were warned.
Ms. Kern, you have a valid concern, so let me explain a few things that happened in my tenure as chief of police, okay? I have caught one other, and I did see that same bus that day. Unfortunately, I did not have a cell phone to call because of the fact I was moving and such, and by the time I came back through, the bus was gone, okay? I have had those buses be right in the middle of that crosswalk. I have addressed that issue immediately when I see it. That's why I tell the citizens, call us right away. Call us and we will deal with it. The issue of warnings and citations, I give my officers discretion on how they best want to handle the situation. Again, with your point of view, we look at the bigger picture. How are we best serving all members of the community? So what happens is, I'll take for example the last bus I had, I mean literally right in the middle of the crosswalk. Okay, I was not a happy camper. There was some words said by me very sternly, and they move right away. It's just like with people that park in the no parking zones. Okay, believe it or not, so in my tenure, I will say I've dealt, besides your little issue, the issue that we both observed, okay, I've had it happen twice that buses have been parked, and we deal with it. That's why we ask the public, call us, so we can deal with it right then and there. Same with people parking in the no parking zones. It's our discretion. Usually it's somebody going, it's an out of town, or going, oh, I don't know. It's like, and they move it right away. If they're doing what we ask, it's a win-win. Now the other concern that you're pointing out, which I will say I didn't really pay attention about the wheels being out, okay? You do have a legit concern. That's something I will look into. And the reason I don't notice that when I'm driving, because us as police officers, we drive on that inside lane. That's our buddy. I mean, so obviously I see the buses, but as far as the technical aspect, if I see it, you got a valid point, and then we're going to have to address that because that can be called hindering traffic. But again, there are no ordinances that provide for where, you know, no tour bus parking on Main Street. It's all public parking for everybody. Again, when we've been with the businesses, I know I've heard complaints of people wanting us to mark off business. You know, well, this is only for my business, and this is only for them, and we can't do that. So,
thank you, Chief.
But just so you know, I will address the concern, and we will look into
honestly,
it.
And honestly, the reason why I notice the white line is because I walk every morning,
mm-hmm. And
so I see.
Yeah, I would just say in the future when you see this, I would greatly appreciate you're our eye, the community's our eyes and ears. Call right away.
And
we
the reason why
this.
I didn't call Saturday is because it was a bike tour, and I really figured you guys had your hands full.
Well, believe it or not, ma'am, I had two officers on. From here on out, the what I do is we have two officers at work, one specifically for Latoja, and the other officer is available for the other calls just to help handle situations like this.
You see where I'm
I do. Doesn't matter what we're doing. We are never too busy to help the public. That is what we're here for. Okay?
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Right. I agree with you. I get the understanding, and then we will definitely correlate and talk and vitally get back with you.
Right. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks,
valid concern. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm thinking mine was a flop on hydro, not understanding that.
Justin Laycock might have forgot as well.
Okay.
But we could give him.
JC, I had a conversation with Senator Doc Sitter, and he told me that they would be coming in October, that
okay.
They understood that you did not have them on the agenda this month.
Good.
Okay.
Good. My mind was fearful. My mind was racing as we were in that meeting, and when I woke up this morning thinking, oh, I did not create an agenda item. So. Okay. That's fair.
I think they'll be there in October.
All right, we're going to transfer back. Go ahead, Barbara. We have the opportunity, really, to transfer back to talk about the network. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So I went through Violet's RFP, and I believe that everything that she requested, for the most part, has been fulfilled in the proposal from Pine Cove. I have a couple questions. One, in the RFP it says current Wi-Fi access is in need of an additional access point. I believe that this, what they've quoted, you need to clarify it with them, would be a replacement of the existing system, not an additional. So, Violet, you might want to clarify that with them.
Okay.
Secondly, on the phone system side, I'm not familiar with Zolte's cloud services, so I can't speak to their quality. We do a lot of phone systems. I've never heard of that particular handset, Zip. So you may want to just talk to them about the quality of that device as well, and if it can be utilized with a more common handset like Polycom or something like that.
Okay.
I think from a cost perspective, it's about the same as a Polycom device, but you may want to just ask them. I just have never heard of that brand before.
Okay.
But other than that, I think...
Barbara, one of the things that I think you
outside
said...
Outside of their comment on here about porting your existing numbers, I'm not sure that they would actually be able to from a regulatory perspective unless they have a interconnection agreement with like CenturyLink.
Oh. So we wouldn't have the same phone numbers.
So those would be my only comments, but I think it has everything in there that you have requested, Violet.
Okay. And then one other thing that I wanted to ask you, Barbara, from a professional standpoint on that. You said that those Ruckus wireless access points are a bit overkill.
I'm sorry, what was that?
On that Ruckus brand wireless access point?
Yes.
Is that kind of overkill for what we need if we just need to add an additional access point to what we already have?
Well, that was one of the things I questioned. I'm not sure what you already have there, if it's a Ubiquiti or a Ruckus. If it's
a Ubiquiti,
it would be as simple as probably a $400 access point.
Okay.
Where this is actually adding quite a bit. It's a good system. It's just maybe adding more than what you were actually asking for. So I would just follow up with that question.
Okay. Alrighty.
If the current system is not working the way you want it, it would be a good alternative. But if you just want an additional access point, then this is definitely overkill.
Okay, and that's what I was wondering, because we did just ask for one in addition to the one we currently have. So we really only need one additional access point. So, and they have two on there.
And they're adding that management layer. That first line item is a switch. It's a 24-port switch.
Uh-huh.
So that you can actually run the other two access points. And so I'm guessing you don't need that if you're just going to add an additional access point. And I'm guessing it may be a Ubiquiti equipment there now.
Has she ever seen a picture of that room?
No. Oh, Barbara.
Barbara, I
you
need
to
send
come
you
look
a,
at my
I
scary room.
I need to send
room.
You a picture. In fact, before I leave tonight, I'll snap you a picture and send it to you, and you will smile ear to ear, and you know why I'm so tense to get something moving, whatever it is, to get something moving.
I call it the scary room.
All right, other than that, unless you have questions, I think it is what it is. I do think you need to have a couple of things answered.
Yeah.
But I think they fulfilled the requirements of the RFP.
Okay. Do you think that the RFP was, I don't know. Like I said, I don't speak that language. So.
Yeah. And I'm happy to get on the phone with you if you like, but
okay.
I don't have enough. I've never heard of Zolte or Zip phone, so I can't speak to those at all.
Okay.
So then I would move the council forward with giving me direction or Violet direction, the town direction. Let me rephrase that. What the town would do. Barbara, I'll go with you first because we do trust you the most out of everybody in this room. What would be the direction you'd want to go?
I would make a motion to give the mayor and the administrator the ability to move forward with the purchasing up to, I believe it's 27,000. Sorry, let me find that again. I'm not doing a very good job of this. 27,312.85 with the request that there's some follow-up questions. So a not to exceed motion for the mayor or the administrator. That I really thrashed that. So you guys put it into whatever language you want.
No, in fact, I agree with you. In fact, I would say that we'll make a motion to approve the accepted bid, not to exceed, as you stated, the 27,312.85, only upon questions answered
and clarification.
And clarification. So I totally agree with you. You have some good points. So.
Perfect.
So I call for
repeat
the
that. Repeat your motion, Lord.
Motion to approve up to the $27,000 mark. What is it?
Motion to approve the accepted bid, not to exceed.
27,312.85.
Only to, and then keep telling me, only with, finish what you said.
Contingent upon
contingent
follow-up
upon
questions and clarifications.
There you go. Very good.
How does that compare in comparison to the previous quote? We just scratched the previous quote.
It's a lot less, actually. 10 grand less.
This one is?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how the specifics
It pulled some things out. It was definitely
It changed a little bit of it, and then it added the hand or the phone.
Headsets.
Yeah.
I mean,
not the headsets, just the
phone. Okay, so that is a motion that has been stated. Call for a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes based upon the condition that we set. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Athen Tourism Board member, I'm underneath new business now.
Yes, so I think most of you are aware, but in case you're not, Lynn Call has resigned from the Tourism Board. He said he doesn't have the time, and he doesn't want to be on the board if he doesn't have the time to devote what he thinks a board member needs to devote to the Tourism Board. So the Tourism Board has recommended that they want to appoint Don McGee. He is current manager of the Fairfield Inn as somebody new to sit on that board. So.
Okay. Any objections? Any you're bringing
I don't
to
have
us?
Any. He was already coming to our meetings without being a member of the board. So I think his dedication level is there. And Abby's attended those meetings. He has a lot of very helpful knowledge and ideas. So.
Okay, so I would accept a motion to appoint Don McGee to the Athen Tourism Board.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We have underneath continued business. Anything underneath there, Violet?
It's MCGE.
Oh, wait.
What was that?
Underneath continuing business. Anything to add to that?
The only thing that I would add, and I'm sorry, I didn't think about this until after, but just to give the council an update on the West Alley situation after those letters went out, I think Dale gave a little bit of an update of everything that he had done as far as drafting the letters and sending those out. So I've had, at the last meeting, I had been contacted by Cynthia Waves. I've since been contacted by Derek, the chocolate factory guy. He's on board as long as we have some sort of a contract in place that says we are going to update the alley as of by this day.
Right.
Same thing with the owners, Fresha and her husband, that they're the owners of the building that Rocky or Mountain Music is located in. The only other owners that I haven't been able to get in contact with is Shelly and Agave. So
awesome. Did Jonathan get with you, Jonathan?
And Jonathan said he would be fine if there was anything back there.
He said
yeah.
It was a brilliant idea.
If there was anything back there, then he was fine with that. So
great. That's we're about ready to nail that and fix that.
So I just have two more people to contact.
Have you reached out to Shelly or no?
No, I haven't had time to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard from her, so I'm at the point where I'm going to go talk to her. So,
so
I just haven't had time.
Miley, you did catch yourself. You actually have it underneath 13.
Do I really?
You do.
It is.
Yeah,
oh,
you have
there you
it
go.
On there.
Sorry.
Yep. I'm looking at Abby, looking at the phone, thinking Barbara. Barbara, any questions on that?
No, that sounds great.
We do have some correspondence. Both of them are outside of our town, but they're just giving us a heads up on it. the Alan Allred and Timothy Allred. There looks like the Big Ridge up on the Big Ridge. Then Alan Keith Brown and Ruth M. Brown Trust. I don't know if I have any follow-up or anything to add to that.
Nope, really all we're provided with by the county is what's in your packet, which is just basically a courtesy letting us know that this is what's coming up in their planning and engineering offices.
So I would say, do we have any call for open discussion?
I don't know if I missed this or not, or if because the delegation didn't show up, the Forest Service, was
yes.
there anything on that with the STAR?
Yeah, there was a good conversation. Why don't you go ahead and share?
Barbara, it was awesome. So we sat down with him, and actually had lunch here, and I was waiting for all the bureaucracy to hit, and he just simply, we explained a couple of different ideas that we actually have a firm drawing up the solar, professionally installed. I gave an idea that we put a vault in the ground, a lockable vault, because you have to have batteries, obviously, to have solar come and store and then put back out. So I'm trying to sales pitch them the best I can that we're going to contain it. And he's like, sounds great. I says, well, what about the STAR itself, the structure? And he's like, well, tell me about it. I says, well, if we updated it, we could go to a solid metal structure, or we could do, you know, there's a lot of different ideas that we can do to make it more permanent. And he says, sounds great. Just let me know and we'll fill out a form. But we have to do an application, so we have to start the process.
Well, the application process consists of a permit. So it's the town of Afton as a council deciding whether or not we want to be the owners of the permit. So the form that JC's saying that Justin Laycock said we would need to fill out is a permit application. So if the town of Afton really wants to be the owners, the maintainers of the STAR, so to speak, and have the town of Afton's name on it, we would need to apply for a permit, which would be...
Is everybody here the killjoy in this room right now? Because it's not
I'm
me.
Always the killjoy.
Yeah.
That's why I let him go first so he could have his moment of glory.
With his head on my hand.
So anyways, that's that. He said he hopes that we as the town would come with the application to permit what we want to have done up there, because he would really like to see something done with the STAR, and so would all the Forest Service. And that the Forest Service has even had talks in what they could do to maintain and update the trail up to the STAR.
Yep.
So that would not be on the town. The trail itself would not be on the town, but just whatever we might want to do with changing the current structure that's there and or changing what's there in general,
and
we would need a permit to do so.
And here's why I thought it was exciting, because as we talked about the STAR, he then started to talk about the access up to the point and then redesigning it or fixing it. And then I took a chance and I said, so what about if we had to do permanent power? What if by chance we had to run power up to this place? You know, if we wanted to say it's forever lit up. And he says, you know, we gotta go back to the permit, but let's start with the permit, let's start talking, and let's start moving it forward. He never once was no or negative or we don't know or I'm gonna tell you it's gonna hit some roadblocks. He just said, come in, let's start permitting, let's start filling out the application, mm-hmm. and let's start talking about options that we can submit to them, viable options, 1, 2, or 3, and then move forward with that. But he did, Violet is correct. We would then become the housing authority. It's not just on the hill and the kids climb up to it and somebody dumps lye up there because they had a service project or the class of 2019 are all zealous and they want to go get it. We would become the housing authority of whatever the item, the obstacle is sitting up there. Because we're the permit holders now on Forest Service land.
So I'm cautiously optimistic, because whenever you start talking permitting with the Forest Service, you then start talking environmental assessments and a whole lot of time. And I don't know if Jeff Jensen's in the room there. He knows better than anybody the length of time and the process that you have to go through to permit on the forest. So
he's laughing for some reason. We'll find out in just a minute. Yes.
Nope.
Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm here.
Okay. So maybe we'll turn some time over to you. Go ahead, Mr. Jensen. Yeah, Don't kill Joyce.
No kill Joyce? Okay, so I don't think I have any. So Jeff Jensen, so just a little past history. I worked 15 years for an environmental consulting company. So doing permitting for on the forest and Silver Star drug me through that mire when I came to work for them. No, so I still do some for them too. I honestly don't think your process would be very difficult. Because the forest can do what's called a categorical exclusion.
He was saying something about that too.
Yeah. And so your method would be to start and forgive me for knowing this, an SF-299 form. And that which basically just, Violet could fill it out. I'd be more than happy to help. Some mapping. And then when you're talking mapping, you're talking very general, nothing detailed. I was thinking that I would probably include the trail, a path up to the star in your permit. So if you ever need to, if you run power,
right,
or you need access, you have a legal access, permit access, if you've got to drag something up the hill. It's just a formality. I mean, the forest probably isn't going to do anything, isn't going to be a big deal. The forest actually right now, I haven't dealt with this district here, but Jackson, the district in Jackson's been really good. And that, you know, for when you're talking BLM and Forest and Park, the forest right now is doing really well. And that, so I would say that a majority of your permitting could be done without the need of hiring a consultant.
Okay.
A lot of it is writing, and I'd be more than happy to help.
Can Justin Laycock make the decision locally, or does that have to go up to, does that have to go to Ogden?
So,
Oh,
I think it'll go to Ogden.
Okay.
So on a new permit, it's going to have to go to the Ogden or Colorado to be signed. Is all it's got to do. But all the decision making and all the looking at it, well, it should be done locally.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Great. So I guess my next question then is because one of the reasons that we started talking about this is I had. Some of the local businesses are more than willing to donate to this, and so I guess just keep me in the loop on when you want me to start go collecting funds and how much.
Okay.
So I just need to, do you want to have a vote for approval to apply for a permit?
Well, I can call for a motion for us to go ahead and apply for permit, but I guess truthfully, what we're asking is we're calling for a motion that we're going to
own
the star, take ownership of the star, and then ownership of the permit. So I call for a motion that the town of Afton, which is funny, I'm calling for a promotion to adopt property I don't own, mm-hmm. thing I've never worked on in my life, and we're going to go take over it. I feel like I just, what do you call it, take over somebody's property, what's that called?
Condemnation.
I'm calling for eminent domain over the star from the 1972 class that built it for Star Valley graduates.
And what's your title? The Czar of the Communist.
The Czar of the right. Eminent domain of the star. But I do call for a motion, that's a good point, Barbara, for us to start permitting, the process of permitting.
I have a question about permitting in general. I don't know how a Forest Service permit works. Is it a construction permit for the work we're going to be doing, or is it a long-term?
It's a use permit, so to speak.
So it's long-term.
Okay.
It should be some form of a license.
But it is.
Okay.
I'd be happy to.
Technically, it's called a special use permit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which gives you permission, and they usually they've gone to more. You're not permitting the land. You're permitting what is on the land. And so you're permitting the star. And then so the forest still has control. If you need
right.
to go, when you put your permit in, you need to have everything you want to do with that
mm-hmm.
in there.
So
even
we're
going
to have to have our engineering design and
sure,
all of
if
that.
If it's not
okay.
in there and you go later and go, okay, we want to add a question mark above the star, you're going to have to re-permit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts when you start,
yeah.
that's
mm-hmm.
when you start getting into cumulative effects. And every time you do something else, the advantage to this is it's already on the forest.
Mm-hmm.
There's already something there, that's what he said as well.
The impact is.
We'd be improving something else.
The impact really is zero.
Mm-hmm.
If you, even if you put in a buried vault, it's still disturbed, it's still,
mm-hmm.
you have no wetlands, you have really no wild, I mean, it's maybe a quarter, but yes,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot of impact that you're trying to do.
Will there be any annual fees?
Yes, there probably will be, there's usually a fee to, usually they'll take a look at your report, or your 299, they'll tell you what you need to do, and at that point you may have to hire a consultant to write an environmental document.
I think I lost you guys again.
He's talking about it. If we have to hire a consultant, we'll have to have an environmental document produced, but they'll let us know if that is the next standard for us to follow.
Okay. So is there an actual, is it just a motion to continue with this process?
Yes, motion to continue with the process. Permitting process.
Yes.
Yeah, motion to begin the permitting
process. That's what I'd recommend, put in your 299, which basically what that does is it triggers an official inquiry with the forest telling you have an official project and they have to respond to it. So the environmental work can be done by the forest, and for whatever you'll get a cost incurred from them. They'll give you, but you don't necessarily have to hire a consultant if you need one, but just know that they put it in their queue.
Okay.
And that could be 3 years from now. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's not going to go anywhere. But so 3 years isn't a big deal, but. That's where the advantage of hiring a consultant comes in, is if you're trying to build something now, you'd want to get it done quicker. But I don't think I really don't think the city's going to need to hire
mm-hmm.
a consultant. I think it can be done working, because it sounds like the forest has no problem with it. They're more than willing to get it done, and if that's the case, it's going to scream through.
Okay. So we'll call for the motion. Barbara, did you give the motion?
I did.
Okay, call for a second.
A second.
All in favor?
Before you vote.
Yes.
Yeah, just so the record is clear. I think it's reasonable to assume that whoever put that up there abandoned it, so we're not really condemning.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so now I want a discussion kind of in a different way on the STAR, but staying with the STAR. Because I hiked up there, and it really all it is they took 2x6, pressure-treated wood, which is so funny. Pressure-treated wood, they think, is an outside wood. It just means it's chemically treated so bugs don't eat it. So when they put the 2x6s up on their side, they warped and twisted, and they made parallel paths. Well, then they wrapped it in just a sheet metal, a bent sheet metal, so in essence it's covered now. So really the question I have for us, if we're going to put the time, and especially Barbara, if you're going to put the finances with all of these interested parties in there, do we go back and redesign a STAR that's a metal STAR that is bolted together and put together and put up there, and then it'll last the next 15 years with the lighting attached to it, or in it, or through it? You know, there's a million questions.
I say yes. I say we figure out how much it's going to cost to do it right, and then we'll go after the funds to make that happen.
I'm with you, Barbara. And so my question would have, in essence, to do it right, is we would have to sit down with a builder, a contractor, I'm thinking metal manufacturer, and have them say, we want a STAR that is this size, but it has to also be assembled in pieces. Can you give us a quote? Because I would like to move forward with that same conceptual idea. Will,
I like that idea. I think you need to be able to stand on it. It's got to be able to support animals or something like that.
Anything.
It's got to be tough so that it can last 10, 20 years.
People, kids dancing on it.
Yeah, it's got to be able to last, so it's got to be.
All right, Barbara, the town will continue talking, looking, designing, and start talking with metal manufacturers. That would then correspond with our lighting consultant, and they would incorporate a design together, and then we would take that to the Forest Service.
Great.
Okay.
And once you get that put together, if they give you a rough estimate, then I can start on my side as well.
No, I appreciate that. I didn't grow up here enough, but I'm as excited about the store as anybody. I've been up there a dozen times. If it was lit up at night, it'd be pretty awesome. I do tease though, why aren't we changing it to the word A? Because it's Afton, it's not Star Valley. But I'm not going to go that deep down this road.
You don't want to start that.
Because I don't want to get away from Star Valley High School. But anyway.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
What about, there used to be numbers underneath of it. Are we just going to abandon the numbers underneath it?
I would not encourage them to continue trying to modify it after we establish what it is.
But by us taking on the responsibility of owning the permit, then we take on the responsibility of maintaining it and ensuring that it's used properly. So we would have to enforce and or figure out how to enforce stopping people from trying to write their class
number
up there.
That could be done just through the school district.
Or put a sign up there.
Yeah.
Post a sign.
Perhaps an easy solution would be to have something up there where we could digitally do the air.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're going to be able to change colors
lighting.
Or something, I would think you could do something around lighting that you could actually put the year up.
I got you. That it would physically, we're not fighting anybody about it. It's already incorporated into the plan.
And we could just turn it on during graduation if that's all you wanted to do.
Great.
But I think that's really where it's coming from is the classes as they graduate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. My dad's dad did it, and now they're excited to go do it. I agree.
Cool. Okay.
Good idea. All right, so we have no executive session and nothing else. Yes, go ahead.
I have one for open discussion. We kind of talked about it before. In tourism meeting, Tom and I kind of mentioned we were talking about websites. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Maybe just having a conversation at some point or having it on our radar to maybe come up with a way to either have an assistant for Violet, take some of the things off of her plate. We've talked about the website. We've talked like
mm-hmm.
a lot of these.
I lost you, Abby. There you go.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Violet has a ton on her plate, and if she were obviously comfortable with it, I just wonder if it's within our budget to give her a little bit of allowance for, you know, looking for some help or whatever.
Barbara,
just for
marketing
and,
yeah.
and website purposes.
Yeah. So, Barbara, we kind of had a discussion when we were doing the employee handbook. We had a few minutes. And there's a couple things we talked about. The website, and we didn't beat Violet up, but we just kind of gave the, hey, we're ready for this thing to ride. So she would bring in essence, somebody else. It wouldn't be just her trying to finish this up to get it live. And then I brought up, the school district uses a program called Board Docs. Not necessarily we have to use that program, but if everybody goes to the school's website, goes to Board Docs, it houses every meeting, every agenda. It houses all our minutes. It has, in essence, policies and procedures, but we go to ordinances. But what it is, it's a searchable database. So anybody who goes to our website can link to Board Docs, and then Board Docs becomes within our minutes or anything like that. And Lisa's killing me right now.
She would be good.
It is awesome. In fact, we make a motion. She just literally types in a motion, clicks boxes, and it says yay or nay, and then it's posted. But she doesn't have to post those minutes until we approve them, but all she does is click a box and they're live. Everything is electronically done. It's housed by within itself. And it's typically under $5,000 to purchase and then under $1,000 a year to maintain. The question come into play, if we wanted to take ourselves electronically so we have it searchable. I don't ever have to go back to a board packet or minutes. I have everything we talked about in the minutes, but I can search it while I'm sitting right here in this meeting, 2 years, 10 years back, to put all that stuff, to house all of those PDFs inside this document, build it and store it and get it running. We probably wouldn't say to Violet, by the way, end your day job and I need you to build this complete entire system. So when we talk about somebody to help us, we're talking about small pieces. We're not talking about hiring a full-time staff member. Is there any objection to that?
And I think Abby was specifically talking about somebody to help the town with marketing and the website.
Correct.
That's what the tourism board has talked about, because Lynn Call was the driving force behind the tourism board's website, which is different than the town of Afton's website. And they want somebody that could manage and market and do all the stuff that they want to have come to fruition for marketing for the town.
So Barbara, we'd like Violet to bring back to us next month how, what that looks like, not the position, but what it looks like, the budget, the consult, and then the criteria that we're gonna have, and then how we will fulfill those criterias to have, in essence, that other person, kinda like Cami Hill, for activities, we're gonna have a Cami Hill, using that name generically, for then, I would say these technology assisted things, because they're all technology, but not necessarily technology. Any discussion on that?
That's the thing, is getting all the ordinances and stuff on there, we have to hire somebody.
I totally agree.
That would be an intern that would do that stuff for us. We're, I'm more interested in the idea of getting somebody to help with marketing for the town in the short term. As, I mean, we would obviously have to get a contract with board docs, we'd have to get some training, we would have to train the person that's gonna update all this stuff, that would be a little bit farther down the road. Not something like ASAP, like, we need to get the website out now.
Right.
And I'm just too much of a control freak to publish what I've built so far.
I totally agree with you.
Well, and I like, because I actually really love that you're a control freak and that you want it done right, I love that about you. And so I would want it to be under your direction and for you to have the, I guess, the final say and make sure it was the way you wanted it to be done, but just have somebody to actually do, put the time part in, you know, and to work with you.
Barbara, you were gonna say something?
Yeah, I just have a comment. I think, so all these things are awesome. I love all of these ideas, and I think they're good ideas, and we need to move forward with them. I'm hopeful that we are thinking of similar ideas on how we can fill the empty businesses on Main Street and how we can keep our roads repaired and all of these other amenities that go into making us a really good place to live. And so I don't want that to fall off our radar either. And I know you guys are all thinking about it, you know how important it is, but it seems like we talk a lot about the Star, and which is my pet project, I know, and some of these other things like Wi-Fi and technology and the town building, but I just feel like we should be spending as much effort around how to fill Main Street as we are about how to make the town building look nicer. And
I totally agree. No, I agreed with you. And Barbara, I'm with you. My pet project is roads. I have not sat up here for 8 years because this is entertaining to me.
Sorry, I left you, JC.
Say, I have not sat up here because this is entertaining to me for 8 years. The roads are my true thing. And this last year, when you guys approved the $500,000 and we knocked out roads, I cannot believe how many people just generally have stopped and said, hey, it is awesome to see that much asphalt go down. So I'm with you. Yep, I'm not stepping away.
Well, and I, from the administrative standpoint, I feel like if we had somebody... So from the from an administrative standpoint, Barbara, for me, I feel like if we had somebody that was had more time than I currently do to promote the town, to deal with the marketing.
Sorry, Violet, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. I'm like, Larry, you're making me eat the microphone. It's okay. But I just feel like from an administrative standpoint, having somebody that could spend more time on marketing the town, whether it be building the website, you know, utilizing social media more than just a post on Facebook when we are going to have a town cleanup, and utilizing Instagram, things like that I just don't have time to do, I feel like that would help promote the town, make it a more fun, inviting place. That would also help us drive people that want to be here on Main Street.
But I would also,
I think it's a great idea, and I think it's all part of one big picture.
Yeah.
I just don't want to forget the other stuff, too, and I know you're not.
We don't want to lose sight of all the pains in the picture, yeah.
I do have one other suggestion about that, or I guess follow-up question. We talked about it last month about the Main Street, like becoming a Main Street or applying
yeah.
to, you know, at least start on that journey. And we need to put together a committee to do that that has some of our residents and our business owners. So I would like to, I guess, get moving on that so that we can start, especially as it slows down a little bit, use that time to start putting some of this together. So I guess my question is, can we start putting, you know, start with a committee
mm-hmm.
to start moving on that?
You bet.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Any objections? Barbara, and I'm with you, the bigger picture is what we're all focusing on. And I think if we had really, in essence, a marketing, but the website, and I really think we had some kind of an electronic, we would ratchet ourselves up as far as when people walk in or want to look things up or want to do something. It's there. They're like, man, this place is progressive. They have everything electronic, and they can actually see it and grab it. So. We will put a lot in Violet's plate. We just tease her. We don't want to give her any more. We just gave her a ton more. They come back with some.
It's
kind
good
of
thing,
a
though, because I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and there's hope. I'm just kidding. I love my job. One of the things that I just wanted to mention about the idea of trying to hire somebody for marketing purposes for the town of Afton. I actually had somebody approach me who's a local business owner that's interested potentially in occupying mm-hmm. the space that we currently have in the Civic Center, and somebody that could operate their business in there and do some potential marketing for the town and also be there. So if people come for marketing material or to find out more about the town, they would be willing to be there. So I was just throwing that idea around to see if that would even be an option that the town would consider. Currently, that space is not being occupied by anybody. It was previously the Chamber of Commerce and Star Valley Arts Council that was in there. And I've talked to Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council, and he says that the Arts Council utilizes that space every other month for meetings. And he said if we would need to utilize it for other purposes, there's no reason why that he would want us to just keep it available for them to use every other month. So it was
I'm really
just a
glad
thought.
You brought the Civic Center up, Violet, because that was one of the things I wanted to remember to talk to you all about, if now is a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's bring it all up. Yeah.
So, as you guys probably all know, the Wyoming Broadband Advisory Council was in last week, and we spent 2 days at the Civic Center. And I think that there was a lot of great comments. It was a beautiful space and everything else. And I mentioned to Violet as well that I think if we are going to make the shift from a civic center to a convention center, there's a lot of things that we need to do to make that a better customer experience, if, for lack of a better term. There was a lot of running around that I had to do on my own to get the space set up correctly, and a lot of misunderstandings about things. But even from a community standpoint, we went and had a reception at Coulter's. It was fantastic food. But you can tell that as a community, we don't have these types of things happen very often. And so I think that maybe a budget for, you know, like tablecloths would be a good thing. Just something, if we're going to really make that shift from being a civic center to a convention center and start utilizing it more, we need to maybe step up our game a little bit in how we present the space.
Yeah, I agree with that. Logistically, we have to figure out how that works out with who we currently have employed at the town. Tablecloths are one of those things, just like the dish rags that we provide in the kitchen for people to utilize when they're washing their own dishes that they bring or the ones that they use in there, that walk away and get stained and have to be dry cleaned and things like that. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, Lisa could correct me if I'm wrong, but previously they did have – previously there was tablecloths provided at the Civic Center. But it became such a hassle because they were things that needed to be dry cleaned, and or people would just lose them or walk away with them. And so we just need to come up with, if that's really what we want to have there, a logistical way that we could do that, that it didn't mean I just use myself as a reference because I'm always going to be willing to help out whenever something's needed to be done. But I honestly don't want to be running down there at 11 o'clock at night to grab the tablecloths to wash them before somebody has an event on Sunday after the prom kids are in there or something. You know what I mean?
I would just say that then we need to evaluate what you're charging for the space because
okay.
Because the rent is similar to where we go other places
and that stuff
and
is
do
provided.
Get all of that. So I think
okay.
it's got to be one or the other.
No,
and
that's
and
good
I agree
information
with you. I don't
have.
Know how you manage that, and you shouldn't have to be washing tablecloths at 11 o'clock at night. But maybe it's even just a messaging thing to the people who are showing up expecting those types of things to be there.
Mm-hmm. So what we do, though, just to let you know, what we do is we do let people who are going to have an event in there, we ask people if they do need tablecloths, and if they say, yeah, you know, if they ask if we know who provides those kind of things, we do give them the name of, what's her name? Kathy Call. She provides tablecloths for people who host events there. A lot of weddings utilize her services. I apologize that you had to run around to get things prepared. I think there was some confusion on how the room was supposed to be set up for you guys. And I don't know if that was confusion on the part of us or confusion on the person that was renting the space for you, but.
And Barbara, I think if we go to a web-based request, I think that'll have a lot of things you can fill out on it and a lot of things that are available and not available, and you can click boxes, and we can have that also electronically.
Yeah, I agree. And this is just, you know, some basic feedback. There was a few things that, I mean, overall it was wonderful. But there's just a few things that I think that we could do if we want to rent that space out more often or charge what we're charging,
mm-hmm.
That we could do to, it's the small details, right? It's what makes
yeah.
the experience better. So
yeah, like making sure
overall,
our Wi-Fi is working.
It was a wonderful event and they loved the space. So no, other than the internet, everything else went great.
Other than the internet, the whole reason is they're broadband. Broadband on choke band.
Yeah.
All right, I would say, unless there's anything else, go ahead.
We talked last week about, last month, we said we wanted a hard fast thing we could progress with, and we mentioned the lights, we voted on the lights of the arch.
Yes.
Where are we at with that?
Oh.
What was that? Sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Will.
We asked for one hard, fast thing we could proceed with right now that we can work on so that we're not just talking about things. And we mentioned we voted on the lights over the arch.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know where we are with lighting the arch, the thing that we wanted to like do right now that we could work on.
As far as if we wanted to get some permanent lighting there?
Yeah.
I completely dropped the ball on that. I haven't done any research, to be honest. That's my bad.
Okay.
I can do that tomorrow.
Would you put that on the agenda next month? You're right, because we wanted
yeah.
to pick a fast hardball.
Yeah, that was
that
the thing
could,
that we did.
We could knock something out of the park so
before when it starts getting dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it starts coming, it'll be nice to have.
When is that parade of lights?
It's always a Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Which is good because I need to look into that. So,
we're trying to do the trust fund, the Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund for this one. Is that correct?
I thought we were going to do the Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund for the Information Center.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's what I had in my notes.
So this, whatever we decided to do quick was so that we could see how this the process worked
mm-hmm.
with
we
the
were,
grant?
Yep.
So is there another grant?
That we were thinking of for the lights?
Oh, I was thinking the lights was cash out of the barrel.
Oh, okay.
We had talked $5,000,
yeah.
cash out of the barrel,
mm-hmm.
make it happen.
If we could change the colors, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to be as good,
yeah,
but permanent.
When we're done, this town's going to be lit up. Arch star, let's just start hitting some stuff.
We have a new model.
LED.
Light this up.
That's right, there we go. Town of Afton, light this up. That's our new model. I would say Violet, the fastball will be definitely lights and lighting through the arch. I would bring in a lighting consultant.
I'll probably talk to that gentleman from that lighting company that we.
Because I'm thinking weatherized. I'm thinking.
Yeah, it would need to be something that could stay up there year round. That's going to.
Of course,
that's
around so you can't see them.
So, how do you have power going to that location?
There's power on the ends of the arches.
Oh, there's power on.
There's
oh,
no
yeah, but
there.
I bet
there's
they can put solar panels in it. Solar. So they're. You know what I mean? Like they
them.
Have solar. Charger things.
Gotcha.
So half of it can be lit and the other half won't, like the star. Just
kidding. But we don't want that.
No.
Okay. LEDs, you can change the color, so if it's Christmas, you can go red, green, or
thinking out loud, Violet, is there somebody you wanna hand that off to in-house? Or you're just gonna?
I'm gonna do my research and then if we need to hand it off, we can. Cammy had actually emailed me this weekend and her and I were talking back and forth about when we wanted to get the lights ran on the star for, or on the Elkhorn Arch for the parade of lights, cause we have the firemen help us with that. And I completely dropped the ball on this. I totally forgot, cause her and I were talking about that, like we were gonna do it just like we did last year. So with that being said, with us going forward with trying to find new different lights for the arch, we have a lot of lights. Cause last year when they sent us the lights that we ordered, they duplicated our order. We didn't pay for duplication, but we have double the amount of lights that went on the arch last year in the basement. So we can figure out where to put it elsewhere.
Without literally thinking, I have an idea in the back of my head. You really could surplus them back. I mean, you could list them, sell them, and move.
I don't want to do that. We have so many things we could light up.
Yeah,
okay.
We're
going to
light it up.
All right. We're going to
light it up.
Well, we got to light something up at the parade of lights, so we need to string lights for the season somewhere else in town if the arch is going to be lit year round.
Okay, should we put them in the telephone poles?
Mm-hmm. We do have some garland.
Yeah, I almost forgot. The hospital board, employee asked me yesterday about the month of October putting up for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They would supply and hang, our guys could hang them, but they would supply them whatever we needed to do. Some breast cancer awareness banners on our light poles, and they would like to do pink lights up the power poles or up the light poles.
Okay.
And they could do solar or electric, depending on what's available. I figured it probably would be solar if they. Anyway,
it'd probably be better if they did electric because we don't have outlets on our light poles. Solar. Sorry.
Anyway, so I mentioned that to Violet, and she thought I should talk to everybody else about it.
I'll speak last, because I have an idea. Go ahead.
I kind of like the breast cancer awareness centered more around the hospital than all through Main Street.
Okay. All right. Violet?
I don't have an opinion. We've let other people put ribbons on Main Street before. I just mentioned to Abby that maybe the council should talk about it, to come up with like what our standard allowance is going to be for people to hang stuff. So that way we can't be arbitrary moving forward.
How many days?
That's what I want. Barbara?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I agree with Violet.
I am too, because you're going to put up, let's just say breast cancer banner today. You're going to put autism awareness the next day. And as much as we want to not talk about this, we have to talk about this. You're going to have pride days.
Yep.
You're going to go full gamut.
Yep.
The first time you hang something, you're running the gamut.
Yep.
So I'm happy. I know what you're saying. My mom died of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in camp here. But I have to figure out what extension do we make Main Street an extension of what they think our beliefs are in every capacity.
Sure.
Autism, breast cancer, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not of the opinion to jump my very first one to have breast cancer banners on Main Street until we really adopt our standards. Sorry, because we do it once.
You've set a precedent.
I went through Heber City, which just blew my mind, and every post, every light, everything was Pride Awareness. It was a rainbow all through that town, and I know I could hear the mayor saying, yep, you can do it because we've done everything else.
From a legal standpoint, Dale, if we've previously allowed people to do things, then what are we okay to take a stance now?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
You're fine.
I think we put it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. So now
we
just rained on your parade.
I don't know if there's anything that we can suggest to them. I'd like to give them some sort of suggestion as far as, obviously, if they wanted to do it at the hospital, but the tied ribbons that, that aren't anything big or look like the town did it, I don't know if that's an option. And it doesn't matter to me whether it is or not.
Why can't they just approach business people? I mean, I'll put a ribbon in my building, or,
mm-hmm.
Go door to door.
I would gladly suggest that. That's
yeah.
Right. I would.
Yeah.
Abby, I'm looking at Abby. Abby, I would I'd probably say more business oriented, not town of Acton oriented.
And on a separate note, but related, I do think that I would love to see our banner flag area always have something on it.
I gave this.
Yep, that's why there's always something on it. We're getting ready to change. We're gonna go down in the basement and look at the fall ones, cause we're getting to the point where we're probably gonna take the flower baskets down.
Yeah, oh, they need it.
So we'll put new banners up there.
So many positive comments about the flowers.
Yep.
So I'm gonna go through our banners and see what sort of fall ones we have, so we can switch those out.
I would love to have banners that every other kind of the, there's five events we do this summer. I would like to show all those events repeating through Main Street. So people drive through here, they think, geez, these guys have 100 things going on here. That to me is marketing.
Oh, you're talking about the banners of our events?
Yes, because that's how people know. We have 1 million people go through this road right here. And if they read June, July, August, September, and then we repeat June, July, August, and September every year, that amount of marketing is visible. And every one of them gets out of the car, walks to the arch, takes a picture. When they look up, they're gonna see Dog Days, the Shooting Gal, the Freedom Festival. Who else we give money to? We did all that money. What's the event?
Dog
Trials. If we advertise those with the Tourism Board money, then every year we put up the 4, 5, or 6 events.
Tourism Board has money till next fiscal year.
But I would like next summer, if I could, I got a pet project, if I could say next summer, I would love to have banners all through this quad right here that show everything that's happening in town. I don't want a big vinyl sign hanging in front of the arches for 2 days to say Freedom Festival. Looks like, it still reminds me of six packs. 4 for $6 Pepsi.
I completely support you, JC.
That's why we don't allow the signs on the arch anymore.
I just don't. All right. So we will put up decorations on the things, but I really would love next summer for you guys to beat me up or support me on that one.
When you said we'll put decorations on the things, you mean the banners, not letting people hang things? Because that never came to a solid conclusion.
No, it did.
Oh, are not
so
doing
it. Yeah, she's gonna encourage businesses.
So then if I have a family that calls me and says, hey, my son has lupus or whatever, I want to hang a banner,
we want to
tie ribbons. Okay.
Yep, encourage businesses.
Okay. I just need to know what I need to do to enforce that going forward.
I would say the only events that the town themselves is sponsoring will only hang on our posts.
Okay.
Yes. Good question.
Yep.
Good dialogue. Not that I'm... need to state my stance. I think once you start once, you have to meet all the needs, whatever they are.
For sure.
So that's kind of why I said keep the breast cancer out of the hospital. It's kind of weird.
JC, though, sorry, can I be the devil's advocate?
Yeah.
Is driving people to our community, why do we care? Why do we care if it's the Lotija or the dog trials or some parade, march, whatever. I mean, it's just the devil's advocate. If it's driving people to spend money in our community, should we be determining what we're promoting and what we're not?
No, fair enough. I totally get it. In fact, when I jumped ship, I knew I jumped too far. no, I totally agree with you. I would think that any event that the town supports, we would definitely put on those banners. But I think we need to probably come up with what we would agree to put up. Yes. I agree.
What someone else could pay to put up.
Right. What someone else could pay. There you go. What someone else could pay to put up. There's a term. Okay, I like it.
What someone else could pay to put up. Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling for a motion to adjourn. Motion second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Barbara, for the input.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.